much in the world has gone so wrong. Wars, humanitarian crises, wildfires, climate change, just to name a few. At times like this, people really look for a hero who can at least try to fix things. But for some people, and I know this is unbelievable, it's really unbelievable to us, that hero is Trump? I can't even believe I just said that.
Hi, welcome to The Shrinks on Third, our psychology and social justice podcast. I'm psychologist Cindy Ariel.
And I'm psychologist Julie Mayer. Come on in.
Well, Julie, unfortunately, we have to talk about that awful previous president again today.
Yeah, that's true, Cindy. I wish we never had to talk about him ever, ever, ever again. But he's running for president again, and I'm really, really not happy about it. What if he actually manages to win?
Yikes. Then there's a lot we can expect to go downhill fast. Some people think it'll go downhill either way. The majority of Americans are not happy with either candidate.
That's true, but one is really way worse than the other.
Biden has broken a lot of promises and continued some policies Trump started, or at least he didn't end them.
Yeah, but at least one difference we can all see is that Biden surrounds himself with at least a significant number of capable professional people who can mitigate some of his challenges.
Like some of his generational misunderstandings, some of his forgetfulness or poor choices, and some of his allegiances to Republicans.
Yeah, but Trump, on the other hand, surrounds himself with people who will do his bidding, who highlight his awful choices and have no interest in pursuing the interests of the people. This is putting it very nicely, of course. I didn't even say the words cult, criminal, autocrat, Putin lover.
That is putting it very nicely. Maybe even those words were too, but we're a clean podcast, so there it is. Biden does show more willingness to work with people and is more, well, democratic. Trump does not work well with others. He's definitely more autocratic.
Yeah, like a two-year-old autocratic. But either way, the government is failing the average American. So if we want an autocrat, a dictator, Trump is our man. And shockingly, there are a lot of people who want exactly that type of leader.
That's scary.
Yeah.
He also shows clear signs of xenophobia, misogyny, Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia, and other fascist and negative phobias. Plus, a lot of lying and divisiveness.
And don't forget the criminal behavior. And his base is full of people like him, although they're not all just uneducated, racist, sexist, and homophobes.
Not everyone. Biden isn't as purposely divisive as much as Trump clearly is. Biden has shown himself to be misogynistic in the past, though he seems a little more willing to try to learn new things. We can see that Trump is not willing to learn new things.
Not willing, not able, same difference. So it makes more sense to be more concerned with the definite non-learning fascist, given that one of these two men will actually be at the helm of our country come January 2025.
Unbelievable, but true. Still, a lot of young Americans and voters of color who were absolutely needed to defeat Trump in 2020 see these same two candidates on the ballot again, and they're saying they plan to opt out this time.
I guess neither option is someone that they want to vote for, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think that's true. And right now, how could some of them, like how could Muslims or Arab Americans vote for either one? Actually, a lot of them stand non-committed right now in a strong message to Biden to try harder to get their votes.
Yeah. And Biden has been struggling in a big way. At the U.S.-Mexican border, he's flipped his script a bunch of times. At least he tries different things, but some of them aren't so good.
Some of them are bad.
Yeah.
Trump, we know because he said it, will initiate a massive deportation operation on that southern border and use the military to enforce his plans and continue building more of the border wall.
And he says he wants to expand his basic Muslim ban to more countries than the original seven.
Trump has been setting his stage to get rid of the deep state, which is what he considers pretty much anybody he's paranoid about or he thinks might be trying to manipulate him or his policies, or even anyone who disagrees with him.
So everyone who doesn't wholly agree with him.
Yep.
He also wants to end civil service protection for thousands of career employees so he can fire the ones he thinks are corrupt. Again, the ones who don't wholly agree with him on everything. And he wants to put political loyalists in their places.
He has a lot of anger at his opponents and at those he sees as enemies. And his anger has been growing through all of his indictments and the criminal cases against him.
Yeah, a lot of Trump's 2024 campaign has been overshadowed by all of the investigations and subsequent charges against him.
Which we also did a podcast about, and nobody seems to care about that. Not nobody, but
I do.
His people.
No, they don't.
And that's all probably why his rhetoric lately sounds like he's looking to potentially punish the FBI, federal prosecutors, and basically anyone who's contributed to his shame and embarrassment or his level of bitterness.
Yeah, in short, it looks like Trump is planning an aggressive second term agenda that makes the first one look kind of tame. And it was anything but. It was, if you recall, chaotic, hostile, aggressive, and many, many of us lost a lot of sleep with worrying.
It's already starting.
Yeah, it is.
He's been steadily weakening democracy, and now he's a very angry man who will be empowered if he's elected.
Yeah, he plans to centralize government power, and of course, he would be the center because he's the sun around which everything revolves.
In his mind.
Yeah.
He's already packed the courts throughout the country and weaponized departments that are supposed to be at least somewhat neutral or balanced.
Just like the first time around, a lot of his orders, bans, and changes will probably end up in court, although maybe they won't anymore, but they might be challenged even before they get there. But he'll still get a lot of damage done, no question about it.
And his trade and foreign policy decisions make us unsafe in the greater world. He has a 4-year plan to get rid of Chinese imports and claims he'll somehow settle the Russia-Ukrainian war even before his inauguration.
I think we know how he would do that. Yeah. Mm. He says he'll not only refuse to help NATO countries who are attacked by Russia, but if they don't pay what he thinks is their fair share, he's basically threatening to encourage Russia to invade them. You heard that right.
Yeah. Just hard to believe this stuff.
Yeah.
His views on transgender rights make people unsafe right here at home. Trump says he'll ask Congress to pass a bill establishing that the United States officially recognizes only two genders given at birth.
And he plans to crack down on gender-affirming care and block healthcare providers that offer hormones or surgery from federal funds, like Medicare and Medicaid.
If you want to know more about the dangers of this point of view, have a listen to our podcast about hormones and trans children. Hormones and treatments that Trump wants to block have been successfully used in the United States for years and are proven by research and backed by major medical and pediatric organizations.
Right. And Trump also has scary ideas, there's more, about energy, houseless people, education, and public safety.
He has a lot of scary ideas all around, doesn't he?
Yeah, really.
Trump says he'd sharply increase drilling oil on public land and, of course, give tax breaks to the oil, gas, and coal industries. Plus, he'd roll back current pollution limits and efforts to encourage electric cars. And he says he'll leave the Paris Climate Accords again.
It's like everything he decides to do is the worst possible thing to do. It's amazing. He's promised to get rid of the Department of Education. And he wants to have his own influence over schools and colleges. He wants them to abolish tenure, have schools teach what he calls patriotic education, which I'm sure isn't actually. And he wants to allow parents to elect school principals.
Does this sound like a dictator yet?
Yeah. It does to me.
He wants to direct funding to schools that do these things, the things you mentioned, and steer funding away from those that don't. So also, any school that has a vaccine or mask mandate, lose funding. Those promoting prayer, more money.
Which is just him pandering to his base because he is not a religious man. There is no way in the world that he's a religious man. Mm-hmm. But don't worry, he plans to let teachers carry concealed weapons and give extra funding to schools to hire armed guards to, air quotes, protect the students. He also wants to encourage or empower retail stores to have armed guards trained to shoot shoplifters that they catch in the act of stealing. Kill them for shoplifting. Murder them.
That's just hard to imagine. But Trump imagines these things. He wants to force houseless people off the streets by building tent cities in large open spaces on inexpensive land. It sounds like a refugee camp.
Yes.
Which are never nice.
No.
He also wants to bring back large mental institutions to warehouse people.
And we got rid of those in the 80s because they were so full of abuse.
Horrible.
Trump's been talking about sending the National Guard to cities that are struggling with violence. Of course, he'll decide that they're struggling with violence, whether they are or not. He plans to militarize peace on the streets.
I hated when the National Guard was in Philadelphia. He also plans a federal takeover of Washington. And there's a whole lot more.
Yeah, so much in the world has gone so wrong. Wars, humanitarian crises, wildfires, climate change, just to name a few. At times like this, people really look for a hero who can at least try to fix things. But for some people, and I know this is unbelievable, it's really unbelievable to us, that hero is Trump? I can't even believe I just said that.
Crazy, crazy stuff. And Trump is talented at capitalizing on all the fears, all the anxieties and struggles of all the people. He believes he's the only one who can fix all the world's problems, and he's somehow convinced a ton of people of this.
Which is amazing. He's offered, and they believe, that he will take care of all the troublesome things. But it's so obvious that he's clearly been there for himself and only himself the whole time.
If he gets elected for a second term, he'll be even more extreme than he was the first time around.
Yeah. Trump's been indicted and found guilty and is still free to become president. I don't understand that. Why would someone like that stop there, though? Why should he? He'd be able to protect himself from further indictments and trials and potential punishments by becoming president and surrounding himself with loyals.
Big setup. We do really need major changes to dramatically change our culture and give people what they really need and to raise the level of living for the average American. A few wealthy people control our world, and the minimum wage doesn't even keep pace with inflation.
And meanwhile, people continue to desperately need the basic necessities of life, a living wage, housing, healthcare, education, nutrition. All other developed nations make sure that all of their citizens have these basic needs met.
We have to keep fighting against all the negatives as best we can. And we have to keep fighting for the things that people need to be guaranteed their rights. But seriously, autocracy can't be the way.
It's definitely not the way, and we know that from looking at autocratic countries. But our democracy is struggling in a really big way for all of these things and more. It still needs a lot of work and changes. And we cannot rest until we get adequate care and protection for every single person.
Right, Julie. But for now, it's our best chance. As long as we have some semblance of democracy, we can still fight and work together and resist whatever we don't believe is equitable or just. There'll be no such chance to fight for these things if our country becomes an authoritarian dictatorship.
That's true, Cindy. And even if people don't like everything that Biden stands for, he's better than an autocratic dictatorship.
Thanks for listening.
You can find us at shrinksonthird.com and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Shrinks on Third. Till next time,
take care.